Blog Talk Radio.
What's up and howdy ho to everyone. Happy hump day. This is PLR. This is The Cave Show. Thank you for joining me this Wednesday. It's the 15th of August already. Dang. A lot of good stuff to get into today. Some stuff is entertaining. Jalen Ramsey. He's going to let you know who can play, who can't play as quarterback. The Jalen Ramsey hit list is out. What's going on with Major League Baseball? Want to talk a little bit about this Maryland situation? I'm hearing a lot of things about coaches, toughness, football, all that. Give you my opinion on all that stuff. Some news coming from Pittsburgh. I guess Big Ben is already in the concussion protocol. Got hit on a goal line play in practice. So we'll dive into that, see what we can dig up before the show is over. Like I said, this is The Cave Show, PLR. Thank you for joining us today. We are brought to you, as usual, by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. That is located on Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. You can become a club member, get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Never, ever, ever worry about your sticks going bad. Maduro's off, beer and wine. So get in there, get you a cigar, sit your butt down, watch one of the many televisions they have going on. And like I said, let them know PLR sent you, and I'll get 10% off of that cigar for you. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Chandler Heights and Alma School, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know PLR sent you, like I said, 10% off of any stick you buy. All calls are on the Carrie Lackey hotline. That number is 917-889-7828. Give a call if you have something on your mind. You heard the topics that we're going to discuss today. If any of those rings your bell, give a call. And if not, talk about what you want to talk about. We'll answer it. I want to get on this Jalen Ramsey hit list. That's what I like to call it. He did an interview and he talked about some of the quarterbacks in NFL. And the four-letter kind of put this together. So I'm going to just kind of read some of this to you and give you just a comment that he said about each quarterback. Right? You ready? Josh Allen, he's trash. Baker Mayfield, it's all he was a top pick. Jackson, he's going to do a good job. We're talking about Lamar. Flacco, he sucks. Rodgers, doesn't suck. Brady, doesn't suck. Tyrod Taylor, underrated. Marcus Mariota, good game manager. Garoppolo, guess he's good. Carson Wentz will be an MVP. Deshaun Watson will be an MVP. Jared Goff, average to above average. Dak Prescott, he's okay. Cousins, Kirk Cousins, ready for this one? He's a winner. Russell Wilson, good. Ben Roethlisberger, decent at best. Remember, Pittsburgh got their asses handed to them by Jacksonville in the playoffs and in the regular season. Eli Manning, Odell makes him
Blake Bortles, his own quarterback. Blake did what he got to do. Nick Foles, good enough to win the Super Bowl. Breeze, really good. Luck, don't think. Stafford, he's straight. Ryan Tannehill, haven't heard good things. Matt Ryan, overrated. These are classic. And as I go through this list, the only one I'll say I kind of disagree with, I shouldn't say the only one, but I think Big Ben is better than decent at best. But I've said a bunch of times I don't think Matt Ryan is a – and I've said before, what makes Eli Manning a Hall of Famer is that he's a made man with two Super Bowls. I think he's being nice with his own quarterback because Blake Bortles sucks. But the way he describes it, Rodgers, Brady doesn't suck. Followed because Flacco put dust on him. I mean, there's no secret. Flacco's not a great quarterback. He had a good run. Quarterbacks have had good runs. Right? You can have a good run. You cannot make mistakes. You can do those things and be considered a good, decent quarterback. Or you can even win a Super Bowl by being just a good, decent quarterback. Back in the old days, you didn't have to be an elite quarterback to win a Super Bowl. You think Brad Johnson was an elite quarterback? No. Not even close. You think Trent Dilfer was an elite quarterback? Not even close. You think you have to be an elite quarterback to get your team to the Super Bowl? Rex Grossman got the Bears to a Super Bowl. Tony Eason and Steve Grogan got their quarterbacks to a Super Bowl. Chris Chandler got his team to a Super Bowl. And the only thing that, in all honesty, is separating Chris Chandler from Eli Manning is two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl wins. So, but I love Jalen Ramsey. I love the swagger. I love the bravado energy. I love everything about this young man. Now, though, since you've called out these quarterbacks are going to talk back to you. And it's funny because I want to kind of focus on a little bit on what he said about Andrew Luck. He said, don't think he's good. And a lot of people are going to say, whoa. Do you remember what the Colts were before Andrew Luck? Do you remember what the Colts were after Andrew Luck? And I think Andrew Luck is a good quarterback. I do. But maybe I'm one of the only people that don't believe he's the Messiah that everybody thinks he is. I don't. I don't believe he's the Messiah everyone thinks that he is. I think he's a very good quarterback, but I think that he is a peaked out quarterback. I don't think he's going to get much better than what he is right now. And I'm not talking about the injuries and coming off the injuries and being right from the injuries and getting back to the things that he knows how to do well. I'm just talking about, can he get you to that next level? Remember, there are people that are great regular season quarterbacks, but what do they do in the playoffs? And then there are people in the playoffs whose game gets better. See Eli Manning. So I'm curious. I'm going to wait and see. And see what happens with Luck. And it's funny how when you love a quarterback, you could think of all their great attributes and all the excuses why they can't make it to that next level. Andrew Luck, oh, has all the intangibles. Big, tall, strong, can move around a pocket, can run when he has to. Incredible arm, accuracy, can do all that stuff. Yeah, but they don't help him out there in Indianapolis. They really never got him a good running back. They got him, you know, Frank Gore when Frank Gore was 106. His wide receiving core was never what Peyton had with, you know, Reggie Wayne and you know, and he never had to back like Edgerrin James and Indianapolis just didn't, you know, they never got him a Marvin Harrison. They just didn't do him right. You know? But what he has to work with, oh, he makes it work. He can do all those things. He can hold the ball to the last second. Because he's Andrew Luck. Now, flip that and take a quarterback that they don't like as much. And I'm not going to get into the rookies like a Baker Mayfield or someone like that. But, Cam Newton. Cam isn't very accurate. Sometimes he runs too much. Yeah, we got him helping Calvin Benjamin, but even he said that before he left, he's not accurate enough if he didn't really help him out. And, yeah, he had a couple good running backs, but we let one go to Pittsburgh, and we let the other one get old. And then we went out and got him McCaffrey, who's good, but not, you know, probably could be more dynamic if Cam could do a little bit more. You know, we gave him Greg Olsen, and he might be one of the best catching tight ends in the league. He still can't really – he couldn't win that big one. He couldn't win that Super Bowl, though. You know, he was too childish, too immature, take things too personally. We could see that when he approached Calvin Benjamin. We could see all that stuff. You know, Calvin Benjamin said he wasn't accurate. Cam has to chase him down when cameras are on because that's what Cam does. Because we don't like Cam. What, Cam got to the Super Bowl? Yeah, he got to the Super Bowl based on his defense. Had nothing to do with him. Oh, wait, who? Oh, wait, no, Andrew Luck? Yeah, he would get that if his defense would just help him out, though. So I think it's funny how they do that, you know? It's funny how you can throw stuff in and give examples, excuses, examples. As a radio person said to me, I'm giving cases and examples of what I'm talking about. Compare and contrast. I'm going to compare and contrast. Luck is the compare. Cam is the contrast. And we see that now. We see that with Baker Mayfield. Right? Baker, oh, he's too small. You know Drew Brees is about. Yeah, Drew Brees is different. He's a one-off. Well, you know, Russell Wilson is a one-off. Yeah, but Russ is a one-off. He's a one-off, too. So I got two one-offs. Oh, okay. So he should be big and tall. That'll help him, huh? Kind of like Mike Glennon. Yeah, but Mike Glennon was a good kid. He just didn't really get put in the right situation. Yeah, he had a chance in Tampa, but they didn't have the coaching staff together. Yeah, when he got to Chicago, he really was only holding his seat for Trubisky. Yeah, I know he's out in Arizona, but they moved up to get Rosen, so they're obviously going to slide him to third. Always an excuse. At what point did he take the job from someone? Baker Mayfield walked on two college campuses, walked on to the football team, became a Heisman Trophy winner, took the position. Yeah, but that's a different situation. Oh, yeah, of course it is. It doesn't fit your narrative. Big loop, and we'll get back to Andrew Luck. And me saying, I'm not 100% disagreeing with Jalen Ramsey. I've said all along, there are five elite quarterbacks in the NFL. My opinion. Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, and one of the top cornerbacks in the league. Pretty much agree with 80% of that. Rodgers doesn't suck. Brady doesn't suck. Wilson, good. Right, Roethlisberger, decent at best. There's that one off. And Breeze, really good. Everyone else is good. I think Luck is good. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think Stafford is good. Another guy to get some, you know, depending on who you talk to. He has no help 1 week, and then next week he can't make the throw, so fourth, whatever. Are two up-and-coming studs on this list, and I couldn't agree with him anymore with Jalen Ramsey. Let Deshaun Watson stay healthy. Let Carson Wentz stay healthy. You don't see two cats that can just straight up ball out. I do want to change the subject a little bit, and I could be called a homer for this. Like I said, this is occasional. This is PLR. Kalen Ballage, ASU guy, plays for the Miami Dolphins. And I meant to get into this the other day, and I didn't get the opportunity. But Ryan Tannehill, coach, running back of what is wrong with me? Quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. Guess Kalen Ballage missed an assignment, did something wrong. Ryan Tannehill kicked him out of the huddle. Basically, get out of here. You mess it up. Want nothing to do with you right now. Get someone in here that can run these plays. What's Ryan Tannehill done? I didn't say Brady kicked you out the huddle. I didn't say Breeze kicked you out of a huddle. I didn't say Wilson kicked you out of a huddle. I didn't say Big Ben kicked you out of a huddle. I didn't say even a Matt Ryan kicked you out of a huddle. I didn't say Stafford or Luck or any of those guys. Ryan Tannehill. Who the hell is Ryan Tannehill? And I'm being very honest here. What has Ryan Tannehill done? What has he accomplished in a huddle that will allow him to not use this time of year as a teaching someone out of a huddle? What has he accomplished? What rings do we have? How many playoff victories does he have? Who is Ryan Tannehill? And obviously his coach is going to stick up for him because you have to. He's your starting quarterback. You don't have anybody else. Who's going to come in? They tried Jay Cutler last year. Jay got paid. Plain and simple, simple and plain. He got paid. Tannehill was out all year. But who the hell is Ryan Tannehill? Let's see, he was a rookie. 10 games. Rookie year. Or early in his career, rather. 12 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Next year's a full-time starter. 24 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. And then 27 and 12. 24 and 12. And then 19 and 12. And he's kicking people out of huddles. Maybe it's just me. Maybe he's done more than I thought he's done. But what do I know, right? He's Ryan frickin' Tannehill. He led him to the playoffs in 2016. I mean, they got the doors blown off by the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he led them to the playoffs. And then in 2015, oh, wait, no, he didn't lead them to the playoffs. My bad, that was the wrong year. I meant to say 2014. Yeah, no, he didn't go to the playoffs then either. So that's my bad. I meant to say 2013, the year that they didn't go to the playoffs. But when he balled out in his rookie year, when they didn't go to the playoffs. So he has one playoff start. He's taken his team to the playoffs once in 5 years, kicking people out of huddles. Wow. Makes sense to me. That's one of those, dude, do your job. You learn to get your job straight and then come bark up my tree.
why don't you be an on-the-field coach like most quarterbacks and help me learn what I need to learn so then that way we can both succeed without you kicking me out of the huddle? Weak move, Danielle. Weak move.
Want to get into a little college football. I'll talk about the Maryland Terrapins, and I'm hearing all this mixed stuff. Guys, listen, let me just be honest with you. Football's a tough game. And I'm going to sound like, oh, man, get off, you know, get off my lawn. But if you think you're going to find a coach, I don't care if you're talking an old school coach, new school coach, that's going to coddle, hug, and say, you know what, little Johnny, I know you did 10 reps. I know it was the best you could give me. Don't worry about it. You did all right. Hey, little Johnny, I know you ran that 40 in 4.6 seconds. Hey, I really think you can do better. I really think you need to get into your inner self and find your inner self. And I really think you need to figure out a way to do better. And then little Johnny goes out after that speech and runs the 4.2. Hey, little Bobby, I've shown you how to put your hands together so you can catch the ball correctly. Come on, I really, really need you to focus now. Listen, let me tell you something. You're going to hear, if you don't catch the ball next time, you're going to get a foot up your beep, 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 beep. And it's going to rest there until you catch the ball. How many times do I have to tell you, the route is an out and up. Come on, get the cobwebs out of your ears. What is wrong with you? You're not listening. See, I don't think you can regulate that out of football. And people say, well, I don't know if that's necessarily a motivator. Well, it's not a deterrent. I'm going to show him I'm not going to catch this ball because he yelled at me. Now, there are limits, though, and that I agree with. No one should ever have a heat index body temperature of 106 degrees and no one check that kid out. And that's what happened in Maryland, and that's why one of their players died. No one took action. No one took leadership. No one stepped outside that win-at-all-cost mentality. And you can't have that. Absolutely, positively cannot have that at all. It is not win at all costs. It is not win on human right to live. And they're just trying to play a game that they love. Can't have that mentality. They're dead wrong. They should be like, dead wrong. Should be let go. But at the same time, we can't coddle people, not when it comes to sports. Hell, not when it comes to life. Come on, we have to think about the society that we're living in now, where competition sometimes is viewed as a bad thing. We give away sixth-place participation trophies. Once you get past 9 years old, you need to be playing to win. It needs to be competitive. All this, well, just go out there and try your best, and I can't ask for much more. Yeah, I can. When you go out and apply for a job, when you graduate from college, are they going to say to you, you know what, their interview wasn't too good, but by golly, whew, you really gave it the old college effort. So even though your interview wasn't that good, you, my friend, college effort, that job is yours. No. If you're a bad interview, they should tell you, look, your interview skills are really terrible. These are some things you need to work on. Always coach you up. Completely understand that. But it shouldn't be, oh, well, you know, you really did try. I really didn't want to not hire you, but you really did try. No. I give it to the person that can perform. Jobs are performance-based. They're not, oh, well, 12 people applied. We only needed 6, but we're going to take the 12 because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. That's not life. You get pushed, and sometimes the words aren't that kind. Parents' words aren't always kind. There's a big difference, and excuse the language on this one, than, hey, come here, and I need you to sit down. If you don't get your butt over here right now and sit down, there's a difference.
And you mean to tell me that all the time, that first one always works? There's never a, this is a talking to you, I'm going to use my I mean it voice. Never, ever, never. Tell me where you raise your kids at.
But what they did in Maryland is terrible. It's not win at all costs. It's not good old boy network, coaches coming up, sticking up for you. Can't have players out there like that. You can't racially talk about people. You can't talk about people's sexuality. You can't talk about people's parents or their mothers or their fathers. Or in one of the football players' interviews asked, I heard your mother used to be a prostitute. That stuff is, that's off limits. But challenging you to do your best? Haven't we all done that exercise where we tell someone, jump up and put this sticky note on the wall, and they do it? And then 5-10 minutes later, we say, you know what? If you can put that other sticky note higher than that, I'll give you $4, $5, $2, $10, whatever. And they jump up again, that next sticky note is highest. Did they really push themselves the first time? Or did they have motivation to go higher the next time when there was something that they wanted involved to push them more? The same in sports. When your coach is telling you, give me one more yard, one more inch, one more this, one more that. There's nothing wrong with that. Talking about you and berating you to the point where you feel little, demeaned, and embarrassed, that's different. So hopefully they get this worked out in Maryland. Nothing that's going to bring this kid back. And hopefully the people that did this and didn't do anything or just stood idly by, that's something that they're going to have to deal with their conscience for the rest of their lives. At Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. Cave is always with the K. SportsCave.com. Always with the K. Ton of articles, a lot of stuff in there. Please check it out. Please read it. Me directly, PLR on sports. Again, I don't always tweet about sports only. Until tomorrow, everyone have a good rest of your hump day. Enjoy yourself. Thank you for joining. This is the Cave Show. PLR.